The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV, NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games, excludes digital-only games.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on 1st 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
If Brady is going to call these games and become an owner of the Raiders.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He's not allowed to set foot in someone else's facility, to talk to anybody on the teams. He is not allowed to be part of any of these broadcast meetings at all.
Today's guests. Chiefs center Creed Humphrey. Rams running back Kyren Williams. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Rams running back Blake Corum, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in. We say hello to anybody that might be listening to us on our podcast later on. That's your right. All 3 hours are available for you to listen on demand. There's our YouTube channel as well. If you miss anything, there's a lot of backstop for you. Creed Humphrey, the front man of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's the one who touches the football first and then snaps it to Patrick Mahomes. Very famous hands, throw it to another very famous head. There's a lot of famous hands in the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way.
With arms wide open.
1 week from today, we will, in fact, be fully knowledgeable of the first game's results. That's another way of saying the season's underway. 1 week from today, and we will also be finishing up our three-show residency in the great football-loving city of Kansas City, Missouri. We will be there. Hopefully, you will be able to join us and hang out with us, whether you're watching us or pounding on the window or whatever. I don't know what the situation is, but it's going to be awesome there next week. First day's guests on our Wednesday show scheduled to appear, Clark Hunt, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, the man who's signing the checks for Creed Humphrey, the man with the richest contract for center in the history of the National Football League. And then Eric Stonestreet will welcome. Basically, we've got the owner of the Chiefs and then the de facto mayor of Kansas City welcoming us to the great city.
Owner of the Royals.
That's correct. We're on fire a little bit lately, right? So that's how we're rolling. Creed Humphrey's up first. And then we've got both running backs that we expect to see touching the football for the Rams quite a bit. Yeah. The punt returner, Kyren Williams. We'll ask about him returning punts when he zooms into the show. And then in hour three, in studio, truly one of my favorites. Another one of my de facto children. One of my favorite players in the history of Michigan football. Blake Corum will be here to hang with us in person.
Blake.
That's right.
Balake.
Balake will be here. Tom Pelissero in between. Tommy P. Who's been hanging out with the Good Morning Football crew here in Los Angeles all week. We're on, by the way, on the Roku Sports Channel after Good Morning Football overtime every single day. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm great, man. It's Friday. Football's back. Oh, man, some college games last night. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Travis Hunter put on a show. Man, that was awesome. I'm so psyched to be here.
And DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts is not here today. So, Jay Felly, good to see you, sir. How
hey,
are you?
What's up, Rich? I'm great.
I'm good. And TJ Jefferson, Candles Lid. Good to see you.
Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy. That's it. That's all I got to say right now.
I'll give it to him.
Good to know.
Dude.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. By the way, apologies to Ronnie Rivers, who's third on the depth chart of the
Rams. He couldn't make it today.
Running back. Well, I mean, there's got to be a cutoff. That's what I'm saying.
We can't take everyone, Chris.
So we're just 1-2 depth chart guys. Yeah, that's right. If you're third on the depth chart, apologies.
Phone lines are lit. We love having a chat with you today. We will. Other items on our agenda, what's more likely Friday. We will also now, having predicted all four divisions in the NFC, we will turn to the AFC, and we will predict the AFC East before we go out the door of this Labor Day weekend. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Guys.
Rich.
Quiz.
Pop quiz.
What do I like more than being accurate?
Being right.
That's correct. Now, you might say accurate and right are the same things.
Kind of.
Well, accurate is... you know, being factual, maybe recounting a story, breaking news. Being right is having a take and or predicting and then being correct. For instance, things that you can mix the two. For instance, on a smaller level, earlier this month when Michael Penix Jr. wasn't playing in the final two preseason games for Atlanta, a lot of people are like, what gives? Is this just yet another weird instance of the Falcons and Michael Penix being in a very weird sentence together for a weird story and a weird moment that started weirdly by them actually drafting the kid? One would think he would need some reps, basically treat him like a starting quarterback saying, you're not playing. And I'm like, well, the way it makes sense is if they're showcasing Taylor Heineke, that somebody out there might think that they need to beef up their quarterback room and or depth chart, that they see their starter go down, or in the case of, let's just say, the Chargers, their Chargers saw their starter go down then back, and they might have been a little bit hanky with who was right behind Justin Herbert. And so now they're, wait for it, Heineke right behind Herbert. Boom. Boom. Who got traded?
Boom.
Who got traded?
Boom. Heineke.
Boom.
Hit him with the Heineke.
That's our boy.
Yeah.
That is our boy.
We've
been shirtless with Heineke before.
So when, when the story of the non-playing seasons last couple months, let's put it that way. Well, pretty much from draft day on, about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. And I sat here saying, listen, guys, the one thing Brandon Ayuk is not going to do is hold out all 17 games. And I don't even think he's going to hold out week one. Jets and Sauce Gardner in the building. For week one Monday night, Brandon Ayuk's number 11 will be right across from Sauce or whomever the Jets choose to guard him with, because he's going to be there. Now, it looked a little dicey when there were trade offers that were out there, but I was just so sure that he wasn't going to hold out all season long that I said I would eat a pair of whatever Mike Del Tufo was wearing.
Literally anything we choose.
Anything you choose.
And I was going to choose something real nasty.
It was
going to
be gross.
So, you know, after like an afternoon on the boat.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Eating Del Taco. All day at Fox, then at the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
The next day.
Selfies
all day.
Yeah, with
his toothy selfies.
His
$40,000
teeth. Del Tufo's chiclets.
Eating Del Taco at sea.
Guess what I'm not doing?
Del Tufo doesn't have two outfits.
Guess what I'm doing? None of that.
All right, you're good.
I'm really disappointed in this.
Brandon Ayuk has signed.
I really wanted to see this.
After all of this, he signed.
We got deprived, Chris.
4 years of $120 million.
The fans got deprived.
Listen, you know.
Listen.
It's just, you know, the business of the NFL just gets dumb and stupid and silly. But
it's not even a midnight league. It's like 1:30 a.m.
I don't know. It's just, 1:30 a.m. would have been, you know.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 10th,
yeah,
you know what I mean, of September. But he's going to be there. Now Niner fans are freaking out. Many of them are texting me, what about Trent Williams? That'll get done too.
Rich, you got all the answers.
Yeah.
That'll get done too. They'll get it done.
That one seems a little bit more contentious.
Maybe, who knows? They know they need him. He's going to play. They'll figure it out. Although, you know, he once told Washington.
Yeah, he bounced.
You know, I'm not coming. Yeah. So,
and he hasn't been there. Ayuk was holding in. Williams
isn't there.
Holding out.
I'm unconcerned for you 49er fans. Okay. I think the 49ers will be loaded and stacked, and you might be right, Chris, about how you look around, and you on the Overreaction Monday podcast said that their window to win the Super Bowl is going to close after this year. I push back on
that. Last year, the window.
But I'm just saying this is their last year of being able to pay pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to eat it. Somebody's going to be gone.
Because Purdy's about to get his.
All eyes on Debo Samuel, if he might be gone after this year. Yeah. But they're going to be loaded for bear this year. And the 49ers are going to be NFC contenders again. This just in. But Ayuk signed. Shocker. I'm not. I didn't even waste Tomlin's time when he was on our Zoom with him. Like, hey, what about Ayuk? I didn't even waste it.
Yeah.
Plus, because, you know, coaches will just answer, well, he's on someone else's team. I'm not tampering or whatever.
So
that one's done. I'm not concerned about Trent Williams. Even if he's not there for like week one or two and it doesn't look as good, then, you know, then that deadline will move. But I would be stunned if he's not in uniform a week from Monday either. 10 days to get it done. I'm not concerned. And I think he can just step in anyway. 844-204-RICH, number to dial there. And then there's the case of Dak. This one, I still don't know. My spidey sense tells me they're not signing him before the season.
That's what my spidey sense says,
that if there's anybody that can stare into the abyss of not having the negotiating hammer because the guy that you're trying to sign has on his side a no trade clause and a no franchise tagging clause and has all of the attributes you want to have in a starting quarterback in the NFL, which is great character, great community sense, great locker room sense, great game sense. If there's anybody who can look at that and say, if I don't sign him, it will cost me more money than it's going to cost me now. And I could run the risk of losing him and alienating him throughout the playing season I need him in. If there's anybody that could go ahead and just say, whatever, that's Jerry Jones. It is. Now, I don't know if Steven's on the other shoulder saying, we got to get this done, Pops. I don't know. Because
you'd hope so.
Dak Prescott sounds like a guy who is resigned. He doesn't sound like a guy who is in any way, shape, or form rattled.
He shouldn't be.
He's not rattled. He's resigned.
He's going to get paid regardless, right?
Well, and the question is by who?
Exactly.
So, right. So
by whom?
This is what he had to say when asked yesterday if the contract that we're all talking about needs to be done prior to the season.
You don't need a deal done before the season.
I don't need a no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
What does it say if it isn't?
Just how people feel.
Which people?
I don't know.
How do you feel? how do you feel if it isn't?
Go right about that.
You open that door.
Yeah, I know.
That's Clarence Hill, our friend and guest from yesterday.
He gone.
I don't know about that either. But what he says, that it's an indication of whether it happens or not. If it's an indication if it happens, that means he is wanted in Dallas. If it is an indication if it does not happen, he will take that as a sign that there is a door that's being open. And Jerry Jones could sit here and say, it'll get done. Don't worry, Dak, I see him here. He has, essentially, if it's done before the season, and I don't know if Dak has said, I will not entertain contractual talks during the season. I don't want to be distracted by that. I wouldn't blame him if he just puts it in a box and says, that's it. I'm hitting free agency. And I'm going to have the opportunity to pull, if you will, a Joe Flacco. And kids, I'm not talking about last year's comeback player of the year. I'm talking about the guy who went into a season for the Ravens saying, I'd like mine. The Ravens say, no, the owner is saying, you want yours? Do what I'd like you to do and then show up at my desk with a bag and I'll fill it. And Steve Bisciotti wound up with a bag on his desk and he filled it. Because Flacco
did what he had to do.
And what he did in those playoffs, everybody Google that. He had one of the best playoffs in the history of playoff quarterbacking.
Ever.
And so Jerry would like to have that situation. I'm just wondering, because I'm just wondering if Dak would do that and then walk. Because I wouldn't blame him for doing that. Certainly if he's sitting here saying, like, if it's not done, then it would make me feel the way everybody else is talking about it, which is it sure looks like the Cowboys aren't giving Dak the proper respect. Now, we're saying this without knowing what he's asking for. And it is a crazy thing in our world where when it comes to sports, everybody sides on the side of the very rich management.
Yeah, it's crazy.
As opposed to the player.
It's weird.
Because the player is doing his or her best to get what they want in the small window of opportunity that they have to play sports and have that hammer. And in terms of, you know, this is 22 years that I've done. This is my 22nd season. In terms of hammers, name a hammer.
Greg.
Armand.
Armand.
Okay, name
Greg.
One.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
As big as the one that Dak's got?
There isn't one. I've never seen a player have a hammer where you can't trade me, you can't franchise tag me, and if I walk, it's $40 million of dead cap on you.
Yeah.
I can't recall that.
Great job by Dak's team.
And the only hammer that Jerry Jones has is name me another franchise that you can play for as quarterback where that is like center field of the Yankees. That is, and name me a better, you know, tax-free state to live in, and you know what I mean. Like you,
those things comes with it.
Those may not be anything that sways a guy, or you know, name me another. I mean, Cousins had Justin Jefferson and walked. That's another thing too. You just paid your receiver, so you're not going to pay me. I
know. There is a spot just as cool, though, that will have a quarterback opening and is a tax-free state and has a legacy fan base.
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah. The Raiders have a spot open next year.
So that's the thing also, that there may be some places out there.
Yeah, there will be.
So this is the one, too. So. You know, Jerry said that it doesn't have to be done before the season. And you heard him. Again, we led this show with 2 days ago with him saying, you know, I don't know if the fans know that Dak is going to have to do more with less. Meaning, again, that and again, no other team has to pays their quarterback top dollar, their wide receiver top dollar, and their defensive pass rusher top dollar. The only team that comes close are the Chiefs with Chris Jones and Mahomes and Kelsey, but tight ends aren't even in the realm of wide receiver.
Right.
So $60 million, $35 million, and another $35 million. That's a nice chunk of the cap.
There is less pie.
So.
Attaboy, Jake.
This is what Dak had. Now, reading this soundbite jumped off the page at me. I have not heard it yet.
Okay.
So we will see how it sounds. But reading it was just like dismissive. He was asked about what Jerry Jones has been saying publicly.
How do you feel about Jerry said the negotiation isn't about your merit as the Cowboys quarterback, but more about their cap situation? What do you take from that when he says, you know, it's not really about what you're doing?
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
Kind of sounds like how it reads.
This is his second go-around on this front, too. Now then, listen, when it all comes down to it, I don't know if it's going to get done in the next week plus. There's still a ton of time. And I'm sure this annoys Dak. I'm sure he must, you know, when he hears it from friends or people and he's getting a call from his agent and like, is it over yet? Like, where are we? Yep. And he would just love to only talk to his agent about, you know, gigs, you know, family, just chit chatting.
Yep.
That's the way when I'm in a negotiation, I, you know, it just weighs on you. It just weighs on you. And you're like, wait a minute. I know how I conduct my business. I know how I go about my business. I know how much time I've put in here. I know how much I feel what my value is. And I hear all the time in between contracts about my status and my job and blah, 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 blah. But what gives? And I can't wait till I'm through on the other side. And it just weighs on you every single moment of the day. I'm sure Dak would love to be like getting Myles Garrett questions right now, you know? Won't be terribly thrilled to see Myles crossover dribbling, you know, in a couple Sundays from now.
No, probably not.
but that's the game at least, right? That's the job. Not like answering questions about this again. And that's, again, why you might sit here and think that if he does reach game day 2 Sundays from now without a new deal, that he could sit here and go, there's got to be another way to go about life as a quarterback in the NFL when I'm going to get mine from somebody else. I can run the risk of it not being as popular, not being as good. I don't have a receiver as good as CD, I don't have a situation as great as the Metroplex. Those are all questions that you can have. But with each passing day, I think he entertains it. And you run that risk.
Or if you go by what he says about like not taking what Jerry says to the media seriously, maybe they have their behind-the-door combos. He knows what Jerry's really thinking. And he knows that Jerry is, like I've been saying, he's playing puppet master. And the press, so maybe he's not as concerned because he knows what's really going on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And Jerry said he's really comfortable with this sort of situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
You know who's not, though?
That's what he's done his whole life.
The players aren't. The players aren't. But he's got a hammer, man. And the question is, does he swing it? How much does he swing it? How hard does he swing it? That looks like a man who's ready to swing a hammer really hard.
Well, as long as he's swinging that hammer against the Cleveland Browns, that's all I care about personally. Swinging at the Eagles, swinging at the Giants and the Washington football team and the Niners, swing that hammer at them.
Yeah.
You do that, you're going to get paid. So,
yeah.
But let me just ask you this question. If it doesn't go down the contract, what's it going to look like when he strolls into Pittsburgh week 5 on a Sunday night? What are they going to be talking about?
That they're 4-0, ready to take on the Steelers.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take a break. Creed Humphrey of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're heading to Kansas City. The Chiefs are heading into a three-peat season. Can't wait to chat with him and then with you. All phone lines lit. We're going to take calls, people. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy?
DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
3, 2. Hey, everybody, there's a great new podcast that just launched. I want to tell you about it. It's called Throwbacks, and I know the guys who are doing it. It's hosted by former Entourage star Jerry Ferrara and former USC quarterback Matt Leinart, the 2004 Heisman Trophy winner, who then went on to play in the National Football League for the Arizona Cardinals. So Matt has a ton of experience to tell you about, playing for an iconic college football team, winning that trophy, and then, of course, all the behind-the-scenes stories from his time in college and professional football. While Jerry is one of the leads of an iconic television series, he's got you covered on what it was like being a young guy starring in a show that everyone was talking about, and he's also the voice of the fans. So Matt brings that former player expertise, and Jerry brings that voice of the maniacal sports fan. Enjoy hanging out with your new favorite pair of throwbacks every Thursday. Follow and subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, frequently as I'm on the run, and I am on the run quite a bit, certainly this time of year, I will just grab something to eat and drive along with it, or have some coffee driving along with it, right?
Yeah, totally.
And I don't know if you do this as well, and anybody out there watching do this as well, that, you know, you're drinking a little coffee, and then some of it might like pop out of the mug, you know, the container, or you're eating something and something drops and hits your shirt, and you're thinking, did I get something on my shirt? And if that ever happens to me, I will slowly look down as if the slowness
makes
a difference as to whether it's going to leave a stain. Like, it's going to be there regardless, but I don't know. I will always, at a red light, not driving, just when I have a shot, I'll just go like, oh, my God, is it going to have? And I think to myself, it's so silly. Like, why don't I just look down? It's the slowness.
Is
everyone else do that?
It's not weird, because think about it. When you're watching, like, a horror movie or something, and you cover your eyes, and then you slowly, like,
sure.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Like, it's there regardless. Yeah,
like, the speed of what you're doing is going to take away, eliminate
the
danger,
all.
You know?
Okay,
like,
so it's not a me thing.
No, not that. No.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Well, the sooner you see it, you might be able to maybe.
That's true.
Stop it.
Oh, Jay Fellows.
My mom did wardrobe, so there's tricks to get it.
Yeah, you want it to set.
Right.
But it's just the silliest thing. It happens all the time, and I'm just like, oh, okay, maybe if I do it slowly, it's not there.
If it happens all the time, stop being a slob.
There's that shit on. There's that too. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio now. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Second round draft choice in the 2021 draft. And all he's done pretty much since coming into the National Football League out of Oklahoma is win Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs. And now he's the highest paid center in the history of the National Football League. Courtesy of Sleep Number, Creed Humphrey here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Creed?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. All right, first things first, Creed. I got to be honest with you. The radio audience might be confused. Your backdrop is the Chiefs locker room. Are you really in the Chiefs locker room, or is that just a backdrop, Creed? What is it?
No, yeah, we're in here. Yeah,
we're
in the locker room right now, so yeah.
Looks pretty empty, though. There's nobody
in
there?
Yeah, it looks pretty clean. Yeah, no, it's our game day locker room, so yeah, they got it nice and clean for us.
So it doesn't look like there's anything in anybody's locker, though, so nobody keeps anything in there, Creed?
No, we got a locker room at our practice facility that we use daily. So we got everything over there right now. Then we'll pack up our stuff for the week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So very good. What's it going to feel like in that room, do you think, 6 days from now, Creed?
A lot of excitement. You know, a lot of excitement. Obviously, there will be some nerves for some guys, but you know, we're excited to roll. Excited to start a new chapter, start a new season. With a new team, it's going to be great. We're pumped about it and ready to roll.
Have you won anything 3 years in a row in your life? Anything?
nothing I can think of.
Fantasy, you know, you play your siblings in Monopoly or something. Have you ever done that in anything in your life?
Nothing I can think of. It's definitely tough to do in anything you do. So we're excited about it. We're ready to take the bull by the horns and get after it, though.
Do you talk about it openly?
Not too much. You know, we're more focused on, you know, just getting better every day. We're focused on, getting to where we need to be this season. You know, we're kind of in the realm of not talking about the past too much. You know, 'cause we have so many new players, it's a new locker room, it's a new schedule we're playing, new teams we're playing. So, we kind of just look at it as, what we can do in the present to get better.
So is Andy Reid standing next to you taking notes? Is that that sounded like a very Andy Reid answer, Creed.
Yeah. That's just kind of how our focus is here. You know, we're locked in, ready to roll and get better every day.
Okay. So now let's discuss your relationship with Mahomes. Do you guys hang out outside of the facility quite a bit too, Creed?
Yeah. You know, he's great to be around. You know, great guy, obviously a spectacular player, you know, one of the best to ever do it. We'll probably go down as the best to ever do it when it's all said and done. And, you know, he's also just a great person. And, being able to build the relationship that we have over the past three, going on 4 years now, it's been awesome and it's been a blessing. Yeah, just getting to know the guy, getting to, you know, understand how he works, understand, you know, him on a personal level. He's a great human being.
Yeah, there's no closer relationship, you know, literally, figuratively, than quarterback and center. So what was the first conversation you ever had with him? Do you remember? You're drafted out of Oklahoma. You're now, because this was after the season in which, you know, Mahomes was running for his life in the Super Bowl. You're part of the plan that Brett Veach, the GM, has to try and protect him. You're brought in, and you haven't missed a game since. What's the first conversation you had with Mahomes, Creed?
Yeah, he texted me on draft night when they drafted me, and it was just, you know, congrats, I'm excited to have you, and let's get to work. And since then, we've been getting to work, so it's been awesome. It's been a blessing, and yeah, just getting to see how his mind works on the field, in the film room, all that stuff. It's been really helpful for me, kind of improving and evolving my game. He's a great guy to be around.
So draft night is when you created a new contact for Patrick Mahomes. In your phone, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's interesting contact to have. I will say that. You don't get a text like that very often, so it was cool.
I imagine so. So what? How has he improved your game, Creed? How does he improve the game of his center, right?
Yeah, just the way he breaks down film. We get to watch film together, during the evenings during the season. So kind of seeing how he breaks down film, how he read defenses, how he sees the field. You know, I've kind of followed suit, and that's kind of how I study, is, you know, reading the entire defense, you know, reading what the scheme is, the coaching tree that the defensive coordinator comes from, all that stuff. You know, it's a it's something that's helped me a lot throughout the past three, going on 4 years now. And it's just really cool to see him work.
Creed Humphrey here on the Rich Eisen Show, entering a fourth season in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs, courtesy of Sleep Number here on the program. So let's just jump a little bit back to last year. And Christmas Day, we all remember, was the last time you guys lost. And then it seemed like finally a switch got flipped. What happened, Creed, that you can express from last year?
Yeah, you know, that was a tough game to lose, obviously, on Christmas, obviously losing to the Raiders. They came out and they played better and harder than us that game. And that was something that was good for us. You know, after that game, we were able to look ourselves in the mirror and kind of tell us, you know, we're not where we need to be in the season. And from then on out, I feel like we really did flip a switch and showed up with the right mentality every day, showed up on game days with the right mentality. And, you know, I think from then on out, you know, we were a different team, and it was great to see. And, you know, you never want to lose a game like that, but it was a blessing in disguise for us because it really woke us up and got us where we needed to be for the playoff run.
It did seem like there was more of a focus on the run last year than the pass. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we have the guys up front to, you know, really do well in the run game. We obviously have incredible backs too, with Pacheco, Clyde, Jarrett McKinnon last year too. So we had a great room for that too. And it was something that, you know, it helped us set the tone for games, you know, going in late into the season, because you can't be successful if you don't have a good run game in the playoffs and late in the season in those big games. So it was really important for us to do that. And, you know, I felt like the guys did a great job with it throughout those last few weeks, and it was fun.
Creed Humphrey here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so for this year, you know, Xavier Worthy's on the team, Hollywood Brown's on the team. I saw your tweet that after they drafted, it was a gif of two very large men, even larger than you, gasping to keep up with one another running. Is that how you view yourself, Creed? Trying to keep up with those
whenever
guys?
I'm running by them, that is how I view myself. Yeah, I feel like I'm a pretty athletic guy, but you know, when you get to running by, you know, the speed that we have in that room, you know, you never feel athletic. So it's been awesome though, and seeing them work, they've been doing great throughout training camp and everything, and they've improved every day, gotten the playbook down better every day. So it's been a lot of fun, and you know, we're really excited about, you know, what Xavier is going to do. He's a heck of a player, and he has the right mentality to be great, so we're excited.
I always feel bad watching you guys run, the linemen run the 40 at the combine, because the 10-yard split is really all you need. You probably haven't run 40 yards in a row since the combine, right, in your life, Creed?
No, not really. Nothing full speed. You know, you do conditioning and stuff where you're running pretty far, but it's never a full-out sprint. But, yeah, I haven't done it since, really.
Okay, so how much of a head start do you need to maybe stay with Xavier Worthy in the 40? Where's your starting point?
I would say at least 10 yards. Maybe I can, you know, kind of keep up with him at 10 yards, but really? That dude can fly, man, and he's a speedy guy.
So you could, if you start at the 10, you think you could beat Xavier Worthy in a 40 if you start at the 10?
Yeah, I think if I get a 10-yard head start, I feel like I might be able to run a 4.2. We might have to figure this out, but yeah.
I like it because, again, you know, technology does that for me on NFL Network, where they'll give me a head start, and he still beat me. But then again, you know, I'm not an all-pro center. So,
how much of a head start did you have on that?
I think they gave me 10, and he still ran straight through me. But I'm still here standing, Creed. I'm still here standing, you know, about it.
He's got some speed to him, for sure.
What are you doing with Sleep Number?
Yeah, so, you know, I've gotten to partner with them, and I've had a Sleep Number bed since my rookie year, and it's something that's really helped me out. You know, I feel like it's been a game changer, and I can really tell a difference in recovery and mental sharpness, physical, everything physically. I feel so much better from it compared to what I did in college. Because in college, you know, I was, you know, scrapping together money to find whatever mattress I could to sleep on. So I wasn't getting the best sleep then. But, you know, I can really tell a difference with from the Sleep Number from what I've had then. And it's been great over these past 3 years. You know, I have the app where I downloaded that, and I'm able to track, you know, how much sleep I get every night, you know, how much restful sleep I'm getting, my breath rate, you know, heart rate variability, all these things. And, you know, it's gotten to where it's such a crucial part to my game, you know, because I need so much mental focus and mental clarity throughout a game, you know, IDing defenses, seeing mic points, setting protections, all that stuff. You know, I feel like it helps me do that so much because I feel so much more well-rested, and it's been great.
So when you were in Oklahoma, you were snapping to Jalen Hurts your last year there? Is that who you were doing that with?
Yeah, so I snapped with Kyler in 2018, Jalen in 2019, then Spencer Rattler in 2020.
And now Mahomes.
And now Mahomes. I've been pretty lucky, yeah. And my redshirt year was Baker, so.
So maybe it's you, Creed? Maybe it's you.
I wouldn't say that.
Hold on a second. I know these quarterbacks are talented in their own right, but somebody's got to be the brains of the operation on the line, and somebody's got to be able to snap the ball to them properly. So you went from, let's get this straight, Baker, right, to Kyler, to Hurts, Spencer Rattler, and Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're this, what do they have all in common? Creed Humphrey snapped them the football.
That is true, yeah. But they also got a lot more in common than that. You know, they're all gamers, ultra competitive, all that stuff. So it's been fun, and it's been a blessing to get to work with all those guys.
And CeeDee Lamb was the top receiver on your team in your last year in Oklahoma as well.
Yeah, had CeeDee Lamb and had Hollywood there. So, yeah.
Damn. Oh, so Hollywood's back on the team. Your teammates
again. Yeah, he's
back
with us. And, it's good to have a familiar face there. He's a great player, man. He's awesome to be around.
What's the first thing you bought with your signing bonus, Creed?
Nothing yet. You know, I'm a frugal spender, so I don't really buy anything.
What?
Took the O-line out to dinner this week, and we had a good dinner and all that, but that's really about it.
Okay. Last one here. What, paint me the word picture of what an offensive lineman dinner in Kansas City, Missouri looks like, Creed Humphrey, please.
Just very gluttonous. I mean, you got steaks everywhere. Okay. You got probably 20 appetizers on the table. You got dessert coming. You got so much food, you know, and it's impressive to watch some of the guys eat that stuff. It's pretty insane what guys can put in their body.
What are the sides? Give me the sides. What are the sides?
You're going to have mashed potatoes, au gratin potatoes, French fries, mac and cheese, cream corn, cream spinach. Absolutely. I mean, you're getting everything. There's lobster on the table. I mean, it's a feast now.
We're surfing, we're turfing, we're starching, starching. Not many greens. I didn't hear how many greens on the table, Creed.
Cream spinach. We got cream spinach.
That counts as green because there's green in it?
There is green in it.
Okay.
And, you know, usually guys will get a salad to start the dinner too. So. We're healthy over here.
That's just for show, right? That's just to make yourself feel good, right?
Let's have a salad.
Yeah, come on, a salad. Loaded up with ranch and everything. So.
Okay.
Amazing.
And you don't turn away the bread basket to start either, I imagine, right?
Oh no, we keep that too. Yeah, we're getting after it.
Okay. And then you picked up the check. You grabbed that check.
Yeah. Got the desserts and everything. So yeah.
Oh, desserts. What were the desserts?
Yeah.
What were those?
Oh man, you got butter cake, cheesecake. You got anything you can imagine, really.
Fantastic. And last one, did anybody on your line? Anybody, you know, reach for the wallet? Anybody reach for the check? Or did they all look at you because you just signed the richest contract for a center in the NFL in history?
Yeah, no, I invited everybody out. Okay. So, you know, I told, yeah, they were all good with it.
They knew to begin with, pretty much. Okay.
Yeah.
Creed, congratulations on everything going on. We're coming to Kansas City next week. So, you know, look for us. Okay. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
You got it. That's Creed Humphrey, Chief Center, courtesy of Sleep Number, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I love it. I love it. How many sides did he say?
20.
Let me ask you this question, because I believe, again, we're having our dinner the Wednesday next week in Kansas City in the same place that the linemen had their dinner.
Oh, goodness.
Because Stone Street suggested it.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to that spot?
Yes.
Oh.
I do believe it's the same. And we're going to have, I think, 12, 13?
13.
Okay. Do we have...
I saw the invite.
Do we have more or fewer suds as a group of 13 down the line?
I would say fewer.
You would take the under?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to figure those guys, their weight average is probably 315, 320.
I'd say more greens.
We will have more greens, right? We'll have more greens. We will have more.
By the way,
like there's three. You need three Mike Hoskins to make up one Creed Humphrey.
That is true. It's like the SATs.
That is so funny that he goes starch, 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 and more starch, a different version of starch, vegetable, but creamed,
right?
And then a salad. That man made me laugh.
You got to get your greens in there, baby.
No, but is that just like just a mentally feel good about yourself?
Yeah, well, it's for looks. Yeah. Nobody touched
just to balance it out.
And they all had diet something.
Oh.
Diet
Nobody Pepsi, touched diet the salad. Coke. I mean, diet come on. Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm sure. Absolutely laugh out loud. Tito's. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Don't go anywhere. We've got every running back the Rams have coming up. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. So, you remember that whole thing about the color green in the Brazil game? And, you know, Josh Jacobs said they were told not to wear green because
it's
dangerous or whatever. Well, the real reason is that Corinthians Stadium, where the game's being played, green is the color of the home team's rival. Just a quick when we did the first game in Tottenham, the Bucks were the home team. And everybody who roots for Arsenal was really excited because Arsenal's color is red. Arsenal is Tottenham's rival. So Tottenham, all the fans of Tottenham would see their home stadium
in red.
In red.
Right.
They loved it. They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tottenham fans did not. That said, so the Eagles, it's their home game. They announced they're not wearing green. First time ever. They're wearing black helmets, black pants, and a white jersey with a black number. Not wearing green. Black helmet, white jersey, black pants.
That's
Does that
look,
number look green, though? It looks
look
kind of greenish. I don't know.
That's going to look sick.
Yeah.
That's going to look awesome.
That's their uniform. They announced that. The Packers, though, they're the road team. They don't care. There it is.
Normal. Boom. Here we are.
But their colors don't... Isn't that the Brazil national team colors?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Sort
right?
of. It's a different color ish, green, but yeah, right? ish. Ish.
Yeah, practically.
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
So there you have it.
I got to say, the Friday game is sick. I'm so excited.
From now on,
it's gonna
that's
be
what
awesome.
It's going to be. It's going to be that
it's
way.
It's going to be amazing.
It's great. Yeah. It's a great idea.
It's great. Great idea.
Because usually it's like opening night.
And
that's
then you're
great.
Like, oh, we got to wait through two
Sunday.
More days.
No.
No.
Right away,
Boom.
Friday night.
Like, let's go.
Boom.
Yeah.
There's a game.
Boom. There's a game. Hey, there's a game. You want a game.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Okay, we reward first in, first up people. Certainly if they're calling an hour before. Well, we're walking around before the show and you're like, dude, someone's on the
I'm
line.
Like, yo, the because that does happen from time to time. The phone will ring either an hour after the show or before the show if we're tape delayed somewhere. No, this dude called in. And then all of a sudden he was on hold, and I'm like, it's 8:05.
And the beautiful thing about it, it's somebody in Toronto wanting to play a win-loss game of a team in Wisconsin. That's how we roll. Josh in Toronto, you're here on the show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Rich, you got me?
I do. Do you have us?
Pleasure to be on the show. For first time, long time.
Dude, you called
getting a jump start on the long weekend here Friday.
Are you aware you called an hour in advance, Josh? Are you aware of
that? Oh yeah, I was excited. I taking a little early Friday here on the long weekend, and like I said, first time, long time, try to listen to you guys every day, and
Thank you.
Was just excited to get going with you, Rich.
It's called initiative. It's called initiative, and we reward that sort of stuff, Josh.
I appreciate that. Would love to play the win loss game for the greatest franchise in the world, the Green Bay Packers.
All right, let's do it. Baby. Josh in Toronto, start off with that aforementioned Brazil game. What happens?
I don't think the Corinthian fans are going to be happy, Rich, because Green is going to be victorious on Friday night against the Eagles.
That's a W. Home for the Colts, then.
That'll be another W for the Green Bay Packers. We start 2-0.
Then you're at the Tennessee Titans.
Rich, let's give the Titans some love.
Ooh.
The Packers will take the L.
Wow.
The Titans walk away with a win.
Okay, that's quite a M. Night Shyamalan-type twist right there. Home for the Vikings.
That's a win against the Vikings.
All right, we're back. 3-1 at the Rams.
That'll be a big game. I'm going to give us a win against the Rams.
4-1, home for the Cardinals.
A win against the Cardinals.
That's a 5-1 record, home for the Texans.
1 o'clock kickoff. I feel like this should be a primetime game, but it'll be a big game against C.J. Stroud. But I'm going to give the Packers the win there.
That's a 4-game win streak, 6-1 at the Jaguars.
I think things cool off here. Well, we're going to lose in Jacksonville.
6-2, home for the Lyon. Home for the Lions.
We're going to lose to the Lions headed into the bye week.
Okay, that's a 2-game losing streak sitting there on a bye week coming off at the Bears.
We're going to beat the Bears, Rich.
Sounded very confident there. 7-3, home for the Niners.
So this will be America's game of the week, and it starts a 5-game primetime streak. The Packers play five primetime games
true.
In a row.
That is true.
We're going to start a statement here. It's the Jordan Love MVP train. We beat the 49ers.
8-3, Thanksgiving night against the Dolphins on NBC.
The world will see Jordan Love again, MVP train. We beat the Dolphins.
That's 9-3 on a Thursday night on Prime Video.
Revenge against the Lions, that's a W.
10-3 at the Seahawks Sunday night on NBC.
We beat the Seahawks Sunday night on NBC.
11-3 Monday Night Football, home for the Saints.
That's a win.
12-3 at the Vikings.
That's a win.
13-3 home for the Bears.
Do I have to answer it, Rich?
14-3. Josh in Toronto.
Oh, baby.
And the Packers go into the playoffs on an 8-game win streak, Josh.
Absolutely.
As the one seed. 14-3 is the one seed.
Stop there, Rich.
Bro, 14-3 is the one seed. Certainly, if you've beaten the Niners, split with the Lions, yeah, you've got a ton of tie breaks in your back pocket with that sort of behavior. At 14-3.
We're feeling good. We're feeling good up north here.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Certainly, if they beat Philadelphia. Yes, sir. Yes, Josh.
If I can just take one more moment, I'd like to give my condolences to the family of Johnny Gaudreau. I don't know if you guys saw that news, but a tragic thing. And he really built his legacy as a Calgary Flame up here in Canada. So I'd like to express those condolences.
Josh,
well,
thank you for saying that. And we feel the same way. Let me just say this as we say goodbye to Josh in Toronto. The Gaudreau family, our hearts are pouring and breaking.
It's devastating.
As Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, as he's known there and in Jersey and obviously Columbus, a star of the NFL, and his brother Matthew, 31 and 29 years old, bike riding safely in New Jersey, plowed into by somebody who admitted to the police he had 6 or 7 beers. The car in front of him was in the middle of the roadway passing the brothers, and the drunk driver thought that this car was trying to prevent him from passing the car in front of him, so he went on the right side of the road to pass in the right, plowed into the brothers. Killed them both. And here's the heartbreaking thing, too. The day before their sisters' wedding. People, rideshare, please take the time. If you're drinking, do not drive. Rideshare. It's a few bucks in the grand scheme of things. And our condolences go out. Honestly, these brothers gone, sister's wedding, family destroyed.
Destroyed.
Just an absolute, I heard this today and I don't even know what to say there, but for the grace of God, go anybody when they get behind the wheel of a car or on a bike, right? You know, Greg Knapp, the longtime assistant in the NFL, mm-hmm. he got killed riding a bike by a distracted driver. A distracted driver. Another thing to pay attention to, obviously. But
Sean Bradley, Rich. If you remember Sean Bradley,
true.
Hit by driver, he's now.
But in the case here, again, the drunk driving, honestly, ride share apps, there are so many of them. If you are drinking, the number of opportunities you have to spend $20, $40, even $100, I know that's a lot for many people. But the absolute tragic results ruin lives, destroy lives, ruin families, destroy families. I am gutted. May Johnny Hockey, his brother, and the family have any sort of resting in peace.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.